Councilman Shirley, would you give the invocation, please?
Yes, sir. Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda. We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Number two, City of Carlsbad Financials, July 2021. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Thank you for being here this evening. I'm certain you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I will only provide you with a brief summary of the city's cash position as of July 2021, the first accounting period of fiscal year 2022. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $95.9 million and an ending cash balance of $98.5 million. The city's revenues of $11.1 million are 2.3% favorable to the $8.8 million budget and 3% above target. The city's labor costs of $5.4 million are $307,000 favorable to the $5.7 million budget and 1% below target. The city's operating costs of $2.5 million are $1.3 million favorable to the $3.8 million budget and 3% below target. The city's capital costs of $961,000 are $2.5 million below the $3.4 million budget and 6% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there has been an increase of $2.6 million in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Questions or comments from Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Thank you.
Number three, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Ms. Testa to briefly discuss C1 and Chief Skinner to briefly discuss C2, C3, and C4.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council. Thank you. Before you is an award from the Aging and Long-Term Services Division Department from New Mexico. We received phase two funding for the Alejandro Ruiz Senior Center. It's going to be $760,000 minus the 1% arts and public places, and for a total of $752,400. Going towards the ADA parking, the roof repairs, and the main entrance. So as soon as this is approved and the grant agreement is signed, we will be going before to obtain a plan and design to get this part completed. We're near completion on phase one, and so it's coming in at perfect timing. This is a long process. The application was submitted in 2019. With the help of Dora Batista, we were able to be successful in getting these funds. If you have any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Testa?
Mayor, if I may.
Councilor?
If I could ask, who is ALTSD? I've never heard of them before.
So the state has a specific agency that deals with all of the aging programs. So funding that comes in for the meals programs and things like that, it goes through that main office. So basically they deal with anything related to the aging population. And so they oversee the capital outlay monies that come through. We have to go through an application process, where in the past it used to just go to the legislature, but they have a process for everything, and they oversee everything, and then they help the entities obtain funding.
And you submitted the form to do this, is that right?
Correct.
Well, fantastic, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Again, great job, CMBS free money, excellent job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Testa. Chief?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I appreciate your time tonight. Item C2, in regards to that, as you guys know, we have a large contingency of police service dogs. Due to current New Mexico legislation and case law in regards to legalization of marijuana, we've been forced as a department, and just like many departments across the state, have been forced to go a different direction and transition some of these dogs out. And we're obviously, the plan is to, with city approvals, to continue to fund our canine program, and we will look to bring newly trained dogs in. As part of that, what the issue we're addressing here is a police service dog, Eris. He's been with us since 2016. Therefore, he was nearly a year and a half when we purchased him in 2016. So his aging, his service age he's about reached his maximum. As you would know, we've tried to find suitable homes for all of these. Just a quick background, like Nia, one of our police service dogs, we've already found a home for her at an agency in Texas. Where there's also a recommendation for one of our other police service dogs that's on the agenda tonight. We've worked really hard to try to find them good homes. We feel like due to the state statute that calls for dispositions of our canines, and as far as what's in the best long-term interest of the city, is to go ahead and retire Eris to its current handler. And I think this will limit any future liability for the city, and obviously the care that the city pays for the expense for. And I'll stand for any questioning on that at this time.
Questions or comments? Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm used to Jeff Patterson doing all this.
I was wondering.
So moving on to C3, again, it is a agreement between the city of Carlsbad and the U.S. Department of Justice and Drug Enforcement Administration. Again, the long and short of that is that we have a DEA task force officers assigned. They work, they're employed, they're Carlsbad Police Department officer, but they're given federal deputization so they can work under federal authority. I would hope that some of you, again, I know not very many council meetings ago, we were in here talking about all our drug seizures and things of that. This is what allows us to bring federal prosecution to the city of Carlsbad, which I think is something that we can all agree is a good thing. It allows gives our officers the authority to work outside the city limits and across state lines and things of that nature. It is an agreement that we've entered into before, so this is not a new agreement. I think it's went fairly well for us. We've had our federal prosecution has went up about 47% since we entered into this agreement. So I think it's a good thing. It benefits us. And again, I'll stand for any question on that as well.
Counselor?
Skinner, Chief Skinner.
Yes.
Have you guys done a lot lately? We've had the other guys here not very long ago. Have you done anything recently with catching more bad guys?
Oh, absolutely. I know that I updated them just, I think it was last week, into last week. It was last Thursday. Due to our work on that, we seized just under 21 pounds of methamphetamine and almost another 10,000 pills of fentanyl, which you guys got the bad news the last time we were here. That's a brand new seizure since the last meeting. And again, those are all those people involved in that are up for federal prosecution due to our efforts by our DEA TFO. So
do you attribute that to all the people coming across the border? Is that?
I think some of the obvious problems are geographic location. And then, like I said, I think that because we are one of the fastest growing areas in New Mexico, it makes us suitable to be the consumer market on some of that too.
Thank you for your good work.
Oh, I thank those men and women out there. Yeah. I appreciate it.
One more.
Last but not least is the memorandum of understanding between the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, that agreement between us and the Carlsbad Police Department. Again, we inherited, I should say, we had an officer that came to us. Our employment was already a task force officer for ATF. Again, same type of, a lot of it similar scenarios what we have with the DEA task force officer. They work for us. They have the federal authorization to work these cases. Again, they're really great when it comes to gun crimes and other types of violent crimes. I want to say that the amount of federally prosecuted gun cases have went up about 32%. Since we had that, it's a renewal agreement. We've been working with it. It's been very successful to this point. The ATF has been really great about coming down and meeting with us. They provide excellent training, overtime reimbursement if needed. There's just really not a lot of downside to working with, having a good working relationship with our federal law enforcement partners. So, again, I'll stand for any question on that, too.
Questions or comments from the council? Thank you, Chief. We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number four, consider approval of request for authorization of submission for New Mexico Library Foundation STEM grant application for the Carlsbad Public Library. Ms. Jones.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. Before you is a request to approve a grant application submittal to the New Mexico Library Foundation. Funding is available for innovative library services in the areas of STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and the environment. The foundation funds up to $5,000 to help with projects that build and maintain collections, update information access technology, and enhance library programs. If successful, the library would use the funds to help support and grow a new STEM club at the library. This club will begin in January and will be open for first through fifth grade age children. We are collaborating with teachers inspired by science and STEM-based businesses to offer hands-on learning, teaching, and demonstration. The goal is to foster a spark of science learning, knowledge, support teachers, and encourage students to embrace the STEM fields. There is no match requirement, and this grant opportunity is a great opportunity for the community. The application would be due November 30th, 2021.
Questions or comments for Ms. Jones?
Mayor, I have a comment.
Councilor?
You guys are doing such an amazing job at the library. I am hearing amazing things in the community, so many positive comments recently about the programs, and even through COVID and some of the things that were implemented there virtually and then extending now. So very well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of agreement between the City of Carlsbad and Southwestern Public Service Company for an electric utility easement to install and cross city-owned property. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council members. As stated, this is a request from Southwestern Public Service Company to cross city-owned property up just to the west of the Ocotillo School. XL is planning to build a substation there to the west of that school, and then their distribution line is going to run, as you can see on the map provided, just to the north of that property. They're requesting a 30-foot in width easement's going to run about 530 feet across our property. The agreement is there in your packet. We recommend approval of this request so they can get started to help our electric service in town in that area.
Questions or comments for Mr. Patterson?
Mayor, I have a question.
Counselor?
Hey Jeff, where is that substation going to be at? What did you say?
If you can see, the school right to the west of that is city-owned property, and then there's a parcel there in the Spring Farm property where they, Southwestern Public Services acquired that piece of property there. That's where they're going to build the substation.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of agreement between the City of Carlsbad and Mewburn Oil for a general surface use agreement to install a 6.625-inch steel gas pipeline on city property outside the city limits. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request for a surface easement to bury a 6.625-inch steel gas pipeline on city property located at the Western Farms area out by Old Refinery Road, the city-owned property. There is a mistake. This is supposed to be Section 28 of Township 22 South, Range 28 East. This is an area where we've had quite a few easements approved for oil companies and gas companies to bury pipe as they move product out in that area. As you'll see on your ABM, the compensation is laid out for you. The compensation will be $32,095 total for this easement agreement. If it's the will of the council, we would recommend approval of this request, and I'll stand for any questions that you might have.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of request for water service outside city limits from Steve McCutcheon for property located at 802 Lake Road. Mr. Nicholas.
Thank you, Mayor, Member of Council. We have before you a request for outside the serving district for some water. This has already been served for 20 plus years. It's been a non-potable tap. With the new double legal system coming into play, it's going to become a potable water. So this kind of changes a few things on our end, and that's simply converting this to a potable tap. And I'll stand for any questions.
Counselor?
How does that? You got two different lines? Is that it?
No, it used to be fed from the north where it wasn't chlorinated or anything. It all comes into the tank, gets chlorinated, and then gets pumped back out now. So now it's chlorinated water.
It's the same line, though.
Same line.
Oh, yeah.
Same tap, same line.
Nothing really changed.
Nothing really changes.
Does he pay more for that or not?
The rate, I believe, may actually be a little less.
Less?
But there's an initial fee on it as well.
It's what?
There's an initial fee because it's outside the serving district.
Yeah, it's four times.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You may know on rates.
Well, yeah. it is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Huh?
Further questions from the council? Thank you, Mr. Nichols.
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number eight, consider approval of request for water service outside city limits from Ellipse Global RV Park, Man Camp, for property located at 26 Guajardo Road. Mr. Nichols.
Yes, this is for an RV park slash man camp. It's roughly 1.6 miles outside the city limits. This would be tying onto the new Double Eagle line that comes down the highway, which would be a non-potable water, but they would be treating that and chlorinating it themselves. So we would be we'd be close contact and doing inspections on it, stuff and of that nature as well. Not any other questions about it. I'm sure there would be on this.
Question for Mr. Nichols.
Mr. Nichols, I was asked earlier, and I believe I gave the correct answer, but the actual tap of the high-pressure line would be done by city crews?
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes.
Further questions?
Dale, this is a question that went round and round half the afternoon. Whenever, it's a lot of water they're wanting to use. What is it, a 2-inch tap?
Oh, I cannot remember the size.
Well, it's something like that, probably, to get that much water. They want 1 million gallons a month.
Right.
So, that, to me, that's a lot of water. But, and they're gonna, they are definitely gonna pay the higher rate 4 times, right?
Yes, sir.
And well, and if the present users ever become short, they get cut off first.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Correct. It's fair. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Okay. Further questions?
I do have one question,
Councilor.
I'm going to show my ignorance, and I apologize. So if we're not chlorinating the water, but they are, is that subject to NMED inspection?
That's why they're having to do it. It's due to this amount of people they have on site.
Right. Okay.
That's why they do have to. They're kind of considered their own little water system as well.
Okay.
So they have to have people qualified and certified as well.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Mayor, another question.
Councilor?
Yeah. It's going to be close to probably 2 million gallons of water a month. Is there going to be enough pressure down the line to get in the city limits with them tapping in?
I think they require 56 pounds, I believe is what they require. We have several pressure-reducing valves that actually reduce the pressure before it gets to us. We may even have to put a pressure-reducing valve on this because that pressure is pretty high on that line.
Okay. Further questions, Councilor?
Mr. Nichols, also, if you wouldn't mind explaining a little bit about the engineering that went into the design of the water system for the RV as
yes,
well.
Yes, they hired an engineer and actually designed this and then went even a little bit farther and hired a water operator. He's actually retired from Roswell, been doing it a long time. And so they went a little above and beyond and got prepared. They already knew they were going to become a water system. So they did a lot of work on figuring out how much water they're going to need, and I think they were conservative in their numbers as well. So I don't think they'll be using quite that much water. I believe that was a maximum figure, which is pretty rare to hit.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Nichols.
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number 9, consider approval of Resolution 2021-48, a resolution approving the application to the Department of Interior, Bureau of Reclamation, WaterSmart, Water and Energy Efficiency Grants for fiscal year 2020-2022 to upgrade water meters for the Water Department. Mr. Nichols.
Yes, sir, Mayor. This has been an ongoing thing for a long time. We've been trying to upgrade our meters. This is a grant. It's a one-to-one match. It's not going to buy all the meters, but it's a good step in the right direction. So we're moving towards trying to get them all changed, which will be a whole nother. This will be coming to you later. So we would ask this be approved.
Mayor, could I ask a question?
Councilor?
How many meters have we got changed so far?
We're about
half, or
yeah, we're about 50% right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and this will get us to 3/4. No,
it depends on if we put this towards large meters or smaller meters.
Sure.
So that would change the amount of meters real quick.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further questions,
Mayor? Once again, I consider this something like running your own household, and if you can get a 2-for-1 sale, I say we go for it. For approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Nichols. Number 10, consider approval of resolution 2021-49, a resolution relating to the disposition of obsolete, worn out, or unusable personal property, specifically police service dog K-9 Officer Alex, used by the City of Carlsbad Police Department. Chief Skinner.
Mayor and Council, tonight I bring before you hopefully a resolution for approval. I kind of covered the bases a little bit with how we're kind of disposing of our canines and the reason why. This is one of our police service dogs, Alex, that we've had for a very short amount of time, still has a lot of service years left. So obviously, looking through state statute and things of that nature and trying to figure out how to properly dispose of them. And again, I think we're trying to stay in the spirit of we've covered all our bases as far as when it comes to statutory obligations, as far as our handler does not want or cannot care for the current canine, as that will hopefully be taking on another canine in the future and another police service dog. We found no 501(c) organizations, unfortunately, that were willing to take it on. So it really came down to us trying to find the proper person to take care of them. And I'm really happy to announce that I think we found a really excellent person in Adam Black, who's a certified trainer and canine handler. He runs Black Creek Canine Services, which, if you're not familiar with that, they contract with probably the vast majority of all full service companies, Chevron, XTO, companies such as that, to do job site location searches. So I think it would be wonderful to know that all that wonderful training and stuff that Alex already has is going to be put to good use. And I would remind you, just for, I think, a little bit of clarity, Chevron was the donor on this. They fit for $15,000 a year ago. They made a wonderful, generous donation. And speaking with them, they provided a letter of support that I think is in your packet about working with Black Creek Canine Services. And we're really glad to see that we were potentially looking to push Alex back into that field so they would still get some wonderful use from, and their partnering agents would still get great use from PSD Alex. So I'll stand for any question on that as well.
Question for Chief Skinner. Thank you, Chief Skinner. We move for approval. In a second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number 11, consider approval of resolution 2021-50, a resolution relating to the disposition of obsolete, worn out, or unusable personal property, specifically shotguns, rifles, and other equipment used by the City of Carlsbad Police Department. Chief Skinner.
Yes, Mayor and Council, I bring before you a resolution tonight to to go back to give you just a brief history. Probably in the last 2 to 3 decades, we've accumulated a lot of shotguns, rifles, handguns, and other firearms-related equipment, which obviously due to the time and age and the transition that we've taken, they're no longer used. They've been stored and housed at our department. I think Ms. Wendy Austin and Mrs. Denise Madrid Boyer for their help on this as we sat down and talked about what the proper move for us. We've been able to to me, reach a good benchmark as far as complying with state statute and cycling out this equipment according to state statute, and also help hopefully benefit the city when working with Courtesy Pawn. They've agreed to trade in and take this obsolete equipment and provide us a credit for what you guys have seen in your packet. I think is a very fair and equitable trade, and we would be able to convert that credit into purchasing new firearms, rifles, things of that nature that would benefit the department. This process has been vetted by other municipalities. I know speaking with the city finance and executive posma, and also checking with the current auditor, these are generally accepted practices. Again, I think we've speaking with corresponding jurisdictions, they've do very similar things, and I think this really puts us on a good track to hopefully it won't be 20 or 30 years before council would hear from us again. Our plan would be to bring this back as needed, if on a yearly basis or some sort of biannual basis, we would be back to make sure we didn't ever get in this predicament again.
Questions? Counselor?
Chief Skinner, do they give you a pretty good rate when you go to buy ammo or guns or whatever?
I think they give us they try to give us fair market value on everything that we do. I think they're under the same, it's a business like everything else. Obviously, it's kind of like Sam's Club. You buy in bulk, and obviously you get a little bit of credit like anybody else would. But I would say absolutely, if you guys know Sean Mitchell, and most of you do, he's been excellent to work with from a police department standpoint.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Good. Further questions? Thank you, Chief.
Mayor, make a motion for approval.
I'm sorry?
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Number 12, consider approval of resolution 2021-51, a resolution determining the delinquency of payment for water, sewer, and or garbage service as certified by the city treasurer. Ms. Aragon.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Liens are filed every year against properties that have unpaid utility bills. This year, the accounts with outstanding balances when the lien process began was 447 for dates of service between April 1st, 2020 and March 31st, 2021, for a total of $103,683.29. The first lien letters were mailed out to the users and the owners of the properties on June 1st, 2021. Approximately $50,019.14 was collected from these first letters. The second lien letters were mailed out certified to the owners of the property on July 20th, 2021. Properties that have a letter of no responsibility on file were not mailed a letter. There were 106 accounts with one of these letter of no responsibilities on file with a total balance of $23,999.05. Approximately $10,048.22 was collected from the second letter. Currently, there are 131 accounts remaining with outstanding balances for a total of $43,615.93. We will not be writing these amounts off at this time. With the council's approval, we will file liens with Eddy County against these properties that have outstanding balances. The total collected was approximately $60,067.36.
Question for Ms. Aragon. Thank you, Ms. Aragon.
I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. For no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Number 13, consider approval of resolution 2021-52, a resolution providing for the prepayment and defeasance of certain outstanding loans of the City of Carlsbad, authorizing the taking of other necessary action. Ms. Salcedo.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. We are asking for approval from the Council to redeem certain city debt. The total redemption will be approximately $8.5 million and will save the city approximately $1 million in interest. The funding for the redemption was approved in the fiscal year 2022 budget and will have no negative impact on the city's operations since these funds have been reserved in the debt service funds over multiple years. The total cost to the city for the redemption will be approximately $53,000. $25,000 will be paid to RBC to coordinate redemptions with the New Mexico Finance Authority and other parties. $25,000 will be paid to a module law firm to draft escrow agreements, and $3,000 will be paid to an accounting firm to verify escrow amount. After the redemption of these loans, the city will have two outstanding loans. These loans are with NMFA and include the double legal extension with a balance of $15.4 million, and the treatment plant with a balance of $20.2 million. That concludes my summary.
Questions for Ms. Salcedo? Thank you, Ms. Salcedo.
Thank you.
Mayor, move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Number 14, consider approval of resolution 2021-53, a resolution adopting the required community development block grant annual certifications and commitments. Ms. Testa.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council members. Before you is this annual resolution in order for the city to participate in community development block grant. We have to have these approved annually. The plans include the fair housing, the citizen participation, residential anti-displacement and relocation, and the Section 3 plan. So before you is this resolution that supersedes last year's resolution 2020-37. So I stand for any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Testa? Thank you, Ms. Testa.
Thank you.
All right, move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Number 15, council committee reports. Does any council member have updates they would like to bring? Counselor?
Yes, Mayor. I just got confirmation earlier this week that Carlsbad, New Mexico will be hosting the ECA conference in April of 2022. The last week in April, we'll be hosting delegations from all over the country here in Carlsbad, including DOE. So we're pretty excited to have a conference down here. It's been over close to 10 years since we had a conference down here. So we're all excited, and they'll be wanting to tour the website and possibly Holtec project and all the nuclear industry around our city and county. So
we're I'd like to commend you and Councilman Shirley for a great job you do with ECA.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Any
good job, guys.
Further updates from counselors? If not, do we have anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Council? Yes. Will you state your name for the record, please? State your name for the record.
Hey, Sosa. I purchased a property, 201 Ferndale.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, going through escrow, there was an encumbrance of water, $740 approximately, incurred by the previous owner. I had no knowledge of it, neither did the escrow company, because there was no lien filed on it. Is there a reason they don't file it after 90 days?
Could we get with you after the meeting, and we'll go over that?
All right.
That'd be okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Manny. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Sierra Rodriguez, and I had a water bill of $422, and I had purchased a home in April, and I guess they're trying to get me to pay it when it was a previous owner.
Can we get with you after the meeting? And we'll anyone else? Yes, sir. Same thing? Okay. We'll meet with Ms. Salcedo and Ms. Austin.
Ms. Aragon,
okay. Anyone else? If not, we'll move to number 16, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn, please.
We have a motion to adjourn.
A second.
And we got a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
We're adjourned.